Celebrating its 50th anniversary season with activities nearly every week, Park City General Manager Jenny Smith says in terms of skier days, they recorded their second best season ever.
That's just right behind our 07-08 season, which was, I thought, pretty incredible considering some of the challenges that we had with weather this past season. You know, we had about almost 300 inches of snow, and that's, you know, less than our average of 360 inches. And it just came at odd times. I called it just-in-case snow because it always seemed to hit right before the holidays. But I think what this season really is a tribute to our team, and in particular our snowmaking and grooming staff, who did an absolutely amazing job of putting the mountain together and keeping it together. So it was a great year.
Even with an order to evict hanging over the resort's head, Smith says the resort will be making on-mountain improvements this summer, at least to ensure that the lifts are safe for next season.
We've got some capital improvements going on, and those are mostly related to R&M and making sure that everything that's on the mountain is safe and operable, and that we're keeping everything in good condition. And so that's what we're mostly going to be spending our summer on. And there's work that needs to be done every year. And right now, the team is working on getting Payday, Crescent, and Town Lift ready for summer operation. So they're doing all of that summer maintenance right now. So they're getting those ready because we do open for summer operation on May 23rd.
The resort plans to open in November, and she says they'll continue to operate until the legal claims come to an end or a settlement is reached.
You know, we're confident that we're going to be here for the 14-15 ski season. I think that, you know, there's the belief out there that this ruling that we're going to have from the judge in probably the next 30 days is somehow going to end this. That is not our belief. We think that there's three options that really could come out of those rulings from the judge. You know, one is that we win and Talisker appeals, or that Talisker wins and we appeal, or the judge kicks part of it or all of it to a trial. So that will keep this going. And of course, that's not what we want to happen. We want to get this thing resolved. We'd love to find a solution that works for both of us, but it cannot be a one-sided negotiation. It has to have two parties actively participating to find a solution. And that's what we're hoping will happen. But you know, we will follow the legal process as long as we can. We have a huge, huge investment in that resort, and we want to protect what we have invested in.
She says the resort expects to continue operating as long as there are ongoing appeals.
I feel like we have a good case. We feel like we have a good case. We have a couple of really good points that we feel are very valid, and we'll see those move through the court system. Unless we can get this resolved beforehand, which is what we'd like. We also, you know, we understand completely that this is not only this cloud hanging over PCMR and our employees, but it's hanging over the whole community, and everyone is concerned, and we absolutely understand that. And we would love to get it resolved, but we also feel like we need to protect what we have worked so hard to build over the last 50 years and the investment that we've made.
Even though both sides seem unwilling to bend, Powder Corp saying it will not allow a Vail takeover, and Vail Resorts saying they're paying a premium price to Talisker to lease the ski terrain, Smith thinks something can be worked out because Vail doesn't have a full resort to operate.
I absolutely think there's room for negotiation. The problem is right now, both sides are entrenched in what they think is what they need to have happen. We do own the base area. There is a third party related to Powder Corp, who owns another big, huge piece of land at the base. So I think there was this belief that somehow this was a turnkey operation, that, you know, the judge would say, you win, and we hand over the keys and we walk away. That's not what can happen. It's just not possible because there are other landowners, and we own property there. They don't have any right to the property that we own. And so that's why it has to be a negotiation. There has to be some kind of give and take and thoughtful resolution to this that takes into account the whole community.
And she says it's unlikely that Vail could access the leased property from the town lift site either.
We own a parcel of land on the uphill side of the bridge. We own a small parcel of land on the downhill side of the bridge as well as the bridge. Of course, we own the lift. So, you know, I say no. We have the ski easement over the Sweeney property.
So access for Vail would be challenging.
Yeah. And I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. I think that's down the road. Mm-hmm. That kind of conversation, that is worst case scenario. And that's certainly not where we want to go.
That's Park City Mountain Resort General Manager Jenny Smith. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.